Curtis kept seeing this warning every time he started Soma. His project had a directory. It contained Python scripts, compare pages, folder audit, scrape page, etc. Workflow tools he uses while working on his client sites. Nothing about extensions. The warning was wrong on every count it could be wrong on. Wrong target. Was never a Soma extension convention. Soma's extensions live in Soma's scripts live in. Wrong remediation. Move your extensions to the extensions slash directory. Would, in his case, move Python scripts into a directory designed for TypeScript extension code. The shapes don't even match. Wrong audience. Soma never had this Pyre name history. We inherited the warning code from upstream Pyre, where it had once made sense for Pyre internal users migrating between Pyre versions. He'd been pressing any key to continue every startup for weeks. The fix was about 10 lines of code to gut. We did that, but that wasn't the interesting part. The interesting part was, what should that interactive moment have been? The warning had something good buried in it. It was a pre-flight prompt, a hard pause before Soma ran, where the user had to acknowledge something. The mechanism was right. Only the content was wrong. What's a legitimate reason to interrupt a Soma startup? When there's a Soma update available, we already had the plumbing. Soma status line runs a periodic background. Check git fetch origin quiet, see how far behind main head is, and caches the result in /soma/config. Zero network at boot. Just read the cache. So we repurpose the prompt. Same mechanism. New content. Three keys. See or enter. Continue boot at the current version. Default action. You run Soma update synchronously, then exit, so you rerun Soma with a new code. One keystroke to upgrade. S. Skip this update batch. Won't reprompt until newer commits arrive. The skip is subtle. We persist skip update until TS. 2. /soma/config. Next boot. Check pending updates only fires if. Update check TS. Skip update until TS. Meaning new commits have arrived. Since the last skip, you're never stuck on a stale reminder. New work comes in, the prompt fires again. You skip again, it stays quiet again. Why this matters? Most agents don't gate startup. They start, then maybe show a banner the user ignores. The banner is in the cached prompt prefix, so editing it is expensive. So nobody edits it.
So nobody pay attention.
A modal preflight is different. It interrupts. It demands one keystroke. That keystroke is cheap to ask for. The user is already in there. Terminal, fingers on the keyboard, mind on the next task, and the information density is high. Your tool has new code. Here's the change. Upgrade or skip. The pattern was hiding in plain sight under the misfiring warning. Pi had the right shape. We just inherited it pointing at the wrong target. What also got fixed. While we were in the migrations file, we found a related bug. The Sentinel-based migration framework, introduced in version 0.23.1 to flip. Breathe auto from true to false exactly once, was gated behind. If status needs migration, which only fires when the project's Soma/settings version is older than the agent's version, which means if a user was on the current version when a migration shipped, perhaps because their project was freshly initialized at the new version or they manually edited version in settings, the migration never ran. The Sentinel never recorded. The next time we shipped a migration that did fire for some other reason, the gate would still skip. A dormant pile of should have run, but didn't was accumulating. We lifted the apply once block out of the version gate. Now Sentinel migrations run on every boot. The first time they apply or detect. Nothing to do. And stamp the Sentinel. Every subsequent boot is 01. The Sentinel check returns early. No wasted work. And if the Sentinel isn't there, we're guaranteed to try, regardless of version state. The shape. Sometimes the right move isn't to remove what's broken. It's to keep the shape and replace what's pointed at. The interactive prompt was good UX. The content was wrong.
We swapped.
The content. Same machinery, better signal. There's one of these in your codebase too. The deprecated but still fires. Warning. The configuration that no one reads anymore. The startup banner. That scrolls past. Each one is a moment of user attention, currently. Wasted. What would you put there if you took it seriously?
Soma.
Read next. Eating our own memory. Four commands after an update. Show the machinery.